A teacher from Rizhao City, Guangdong Province, was caught on camera savagely slapping and hitting first-year students of a vocational school. For what reason? Because these guys were late. In recent years, news stories on corporal punishment in schools in China have aroused debate about the conduct of teachers. Yes, guys, I want to know what's going on here and what went wrong.
Well, it is quite a shocking story. The teacher, identified by his surname Zheng, was enraged after a number of freshman students were late for military training, reported People's Daily Online. And the shocking video was filmed at Rizhao Maritime College in East Chinese Shandong Province earlier this month. The video shows the teacher slap and kick the students repeatedly despite their pleas to stop. And at one point, the boy's head could be seenflying to the air after the teacher savagely slapped him in the face. And the teacher yelled, "If you don't follow the commands, you should go home." The furious teacher went on attacking four other male students, slapping each of them twice in the face. The video was widely shared after it was uploaded to Chinese social media platform WeChat. And later, in a statement issued by Rizhao Maritime College, the school criticized the teacher Zheng for failing to teach his students patiently and for losing his temper, and the teacher has been fired by the school. That is the latest update we've got here so far. Actually, this is not the only case about teaching hating students. Some incidents have also happened in other parts of the country as well.
Yeah, there's been a few more incidents, which I think is probably part of the reason why these kind of things are getting so much traction when they're being shared online and people are sharing these kind of videos, because they've heard about previous incidents and it's maybe not as isolated as you might think it is. So earlier this month, again, a student from vocational school, this time in Shanxi, was beaten by a teacher for not dumping his rubbish in the bin properly.
Mm-hmm.
Back last year, a preschool teacher in Taiyuan was caught on video abusing young pupils by repeatedly slapping and kicking them, and the teacher is seen in the video slapping four children more than 100 times when they failed to answer the questions. And that's a preschool teacher, so that one also got a lot of attention. And those are just a couple of the examples which have led to the kind of outrage this time around as well.
Yeah, and the part that's really troubling for me is that it seems like it's different schools for different age groups of students can be suffering from corporal punishment, because the one in the lead story that we are talking about today, it's about vocational school students, so we're talking about teenagers.
Yes.
These are half-grown men, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about 16 to 18-year-olds, probably, and if it's a freshman in a vocational school, then probably 16-ish. And then I'm surprised that a grown teacher, an adult, surrounded by a few of these young men, and would actually beat one and then a few others without feeling maybe those being attacked could come against you. And in a way, I'm not surprised when this happened in Shandong Province. You know, what is Shandong Province known for? It is the home of Confucius. So maybe in a way, I'm not completely sure about this. This is my speculation, that students from that area, particular in China, maybe can be those who are particularly obedient because of not necessarily Confucius ideology, but have been brought up in a style of teaching that is a little bit more obedient.
You made a very good point, He Yang, and indeed, Shandong.
That was slightly far-fetched, but my speculation.
Well, it is indeed the hometown of Confucius, and which emphasized respect of teachers so much, and students are supposed to be obedient and respect your teacher and seldom fight back. And in this case, in the Rizhao Maritime College, so I think one reason why the students didn't fight back is that they thought it's their fault at the very beginning, because they are new and maybe very timid students, and they are late for the military training. So they are timid in the very beginning, and they are facing a teacher, a powerful a powerful group compared to students. So, and also that is another problem, you know, compared to students. Students are vulnerable in a sense. And teachers, that left teachers opportunities to abuse their power sometimes.
That's a tricky one. And I do understand that in China, like our traditional culture does put a lot of emphasis on respect to the elderly, your parents, and the teacher. And there's even sayings of, you know, being a teacher one day is like a father for a lifetime. But in modern China, a lot of the times I feel like these traditional philosophies or ideas don't really capture or fit with the changing tides of China. And here, not only is it that young people, like teenagers, are suffering from this, but also preschool kids, so six-year-olds, if not younger. I think this is slightly of a different kind of discussion. And when kids are that young, I am obviously more worried for their safety and those things. But all in all, our law stipulates very clearly that hitting children or students of whatever age group in the classroom, on campus, anything done by the teacher as such is not allowed. Not allowed. But why is it still happening?
Well, that's true. It's a basic line, the bottom line, which teachers should never touch. And corporate punishment is definitely the worst way of disciplining students. And before I answer your question, I have a survey to share. A survey conducted in Shanghai ahead of the Teachers' Day in 2015 showed that there were still some problems in teachers' ethics in primary and secondary schools, and 33.4 students surveyed said their schools gave physical punishment to students. You know, it's quite alarming to think that Shanghai is an international and advanced city. And in such a city, the physical punishment is so common, so not to mention those remote areas. Well, I just think, besides the laws and the regulations, some teachers just don't care. They don't know how to communicate with students, and they simply don't care what is the best way to communicate a student. When students make mistakes, they either use corporal punishment or do nothing. And that's exactly because there are lack of regulations for teachers. And according to the same survey, it pointed out that the current regulations for teachers are too vague. There are no detailed regulations on these problems.
I'm really surprised to hear that, because, I mean, from an outsider's perspective, I was under the impression that to become a teacher in China is this really difficult, competitive process that you have to go through all these kind of tests and exams and training and all this to get through, and regular training even once you are a teacher, I thought. So I'm surprised to hear that it doesn't include anything on something which, I forgot the statistic you gave, but it's still such a widespread problem in these schools. Why? I don't understand why that wouldn't be something that would be included for them if they're struggling so much to deal with kind of communication with the students and they feel they have to resort to physical punishment to get their point across. Clearly that's something that could be communicated to them beforehand and kind of address the issue beforehand.
Yeah, and that's the part that I don't think it's a problem of the lack of regulations. It's a lack of teachers' education. This is like such a basic thing not to kick and slap and hit your students. I think this is morally corrupt. It's not a matter of an absence of regulations or laws, because it is there. Everybody should know that. This is the part that I find it very hard to fathom. That, but also, that being said, I think because recently, I think the media has carried our responsibility of reporting certain issues like this one. But also, I think the media has had a magnified effect exerted on issues as such, when I doubt it is as widespread as we think it is, but it does happen in certain classrooms in this vast country. Because as a student that studied in Beijing for years, primary school and middle school, I do have a say here. According to my own eyes, I have seen no corporal punishment, in the classrooms that I have been in. So I think how widespread is this problem still needs a bit more studying, I feel. But we cannot dismiss that this is an issue that happens in many places in China. And here why I brought up traditional culture earlier on was that even in some Chinese families, in the household, parents sometimes spank kids. And it depends on the parents' own teaching philosophy, whether they think that is okay. That is the situation in China. And sometimes parents, if they think they can spank their kids, maybe if the kid is not behaving well in the classroom, they feel the teacher could also have the authority to do that despite violating the law.
Well, I think there are some flaws in some parenting method, and some parents in the beginning just overindulge their children, and they have no way of disciplining their children, and the parents get desperate or hopeless. So they might think, well, maybe the children can listen to the teachers because compared to the parents, the teachers have higher authority, and okay, it's just okay to give the children a few lessons from time to time from the teachers. So I think that's why some parents turn a blind eye to this phenomenon, and that worsens the problem, actually.
Can you understand this type of tolerance by the parents?
I can see where you're coming from, as in if there are parents that choose to, discipline their kids in that way themselves at home, then obviously it follows that they wouldn't really have a problem with a teacher doing it at school as well. But from the other point of view, if you don't choose to discipline your child like that at home, I don't really understand how you could then be okay with a teacher acting in that way. Because, yeah, a teacher's a position of authority, but, like, where does it end? If your kid was misbehaving on the street, would you be okay with a police officer, like, beating them? Because because he's a position of authority too, right? Or anyone, like, around the street who's an adult is more responsible in society than a small child. You wouldn't be okay with a stranger beating your child for making some kind of mistake.
Wow, that's a different case, actually.
You're going to tell me that you would be okay?
No. I'm not okay with the problem. But here we are talking about facing a teacher. Mm. It's different. Well, if a child was beaten by a stranger or another kid in the school, I think most parents will get furious and be angry and do something about it. But if it is the teacher who gives a lesson to your kid, I think most parents would be reserved about this, and they will be concerned and worried that if they fight back against the teacher, that might have bad influence on their kid in the future.
Yeah, and here I'll say a little bit more about bad influence, although I'm not a parent, but I remember when I was a little kid, and sometimes when I was not happy with the teachers I got, but I was never a victim of corporal punishment, just to put it out there. And I remember talking to my parents that I'm seriously not happy about this one teacher, and she did this and that wrong, and I think that is not right for a human being to deal with another human being. And my parents said, I'll try to talk to her. We'll try, because I think they didn't think that the issue was that severe. But also, what my parents explained to me, and I think as representative of a lot of Chinese parents, is that reserve that Yu Yang said earlier, that if you upset the teacher, or even if you go beyond the teacher and speak to the principal, and then the principal somehow punishes the teacher, but the teacher is probably still going to work in the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And when the parents have no influence in the classroom and they have not a spying eye in the classroom either, you don't know what the teacher is going to do to the student. And there's a million little ways that the teacher can make you uncomfortable. And so parents are very reserved and are concerned about whether their kids are going to be treated properly in the future. So it's that fear that constrains the parents to speak up or to file a complaint, to fight back, using Yu Yang's words, in many, many situations.
And also, if those stories didn't get enough media attention, I doubt whether those teachers will be fired or not, because it's sometimes too difficult to implement the punishment to the teachers who have such bad behaviors often end up getting transferred to another class, but still hold on to their jobs. So yeah, that worries parents a lot. Yeah, talking about the teachers' qualities, you know, teachers, as we have mentioned, are in such a powerful position. Okay, they can choose to treat you well or treat all in not that friendly way. So I think those good qualities are necessity before they are chosen to be a teacher. You know, a teacher's job is not just to teach. It has to be trained in various ways to become a qualified teacher. And the teacher should know how to communicate with the student, with patients. And, you know, but now in China, before you become a teacher, you just need to pass a few written exams to get a teacher certificate, 教师资格证, you know. But those written exams cannot show that you have the qualified moral ethics to become a teacher.
Yes, I think tests can never detect whether this person is morally appropriately acceptable for a job or not. That is one of the downsides of a written test, I suppose. But like what Nick mentioned earlier, and that's the part that I still just can't wrap my head around, is that for so many teachers that have received the teaching degree in a normal university, for example, it must be part of their training, their education, to deal with students. I mean, it's not just about knowledge that you are communicating to your students, but it's also, you know, how do you manage students? That must be part of the training too. That's the part that I'm only assuming. And it seems that it's certainly not enough in today's education for teachers.
Yes, that's part of the course, actually. And they should study the psychology, the methodology of the teacher. But they are just in the written form. And, if you just want the certificate and no more, you can just memorize the facts, the regulations, and then write it into the exam paper. So there is, beside the written examination, there is no other effective way to test whether you are qualified mentally and psychologically as a teacher so far.
Well, either we need to implement something at that step, or also, I would say, within schools or within the education system, once you are qualified as a teacher, because, of course, we should say there are thousands and thousands of great teachers who would never be implicated in anything like this, and obviously the training has worked for them and they know what they're doing. But if you do get to that point where you are a teacher in a classroom and you think, I just don't know how to control the kids, like, I have this one particular class that's really bad, they don't listen to me, they don't do what I want them to do, there should be, you know, someone in the school or some kind of trainer or authority that you can turn to and say, I need more help, you know, I need more ways to kind of engage with these kids, what can I do? Because by that point, you're qualified, you know, you're trained, it's too late to go back to the written exams and say they weren't enough. Because so many people, it sounds like, are already in this situation. I don't think many people go into teaching intending to hit kids and make people's lives miserable. It's just like a desperation thing when they don't know what else to do to make their voice heard in the classroom. So more ways for them to learn how to more kind of effectively discipline kids in a constructive way might be a good step as well further on in the system.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. I understand sometimes when you have a classroom of kids or young people, I mean, it's never easy to exert authority over another bunch of people when your authority is being questioned. And how to deal with that is what teachers need to figure out. And those teachers that hit students, they should be punished as well. Is there anything written in the law or regulations, Yi-Yang, for these bad teachers?
Oh, yes. In 2013, the Ministry of Education published a draft about the penalties if primary and secondary teachers violate their ethical behaviors. According to the draft, teachers may face penalties like warning and cancellation of administrative position and being ousted. However, there are still debates of the draft, and the standards here are considered as too vague by many people. Here, I think we don't need those big and empty words. We need detailed regulation. And at the same time, I don't think it's the problem of one single teacher. It's about the whole system, you know. Under the current education system, ethics are not taken into consideration when promoting the teacher's professional titles, you know, 职称 thing. So if they are connected, many teachers just simply don't care. And some experts are suggesting teachers' professional titles should be connected to their own ethics, which can force teachers to pay more attention and improve their morality. And teachers having such behaviors will not get professional titles. Well, it may be a way out, but, you know, there is not a perfect way out.
Yeah, that could work. I think the problem with the rules and regulations as well is, as we were saying earlier, in terms of enforcement and things like that, unless you're going to put security cameras in classrooms and things like that, it's in most cases going to come down to a case of the teacher says one thing, the kid says another. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to believe? So I think trying to prevent the problem rather than trying to do too much to... obviously, there should be punishment, but how we can enforce that, I'm none the wiser, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and also, how can you quantify virtues and morality? And I find that very, very difficult. So certainly, I think there should be the bottom line established. That is, if there's any hitting going on in a classroom on campus, that teacher should be fired and not allowed back into the occupation ever. You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yu Yang, and Nick Lanigan.